Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another marvelous day to partake of your marvelous grace, influence, the beautiful love influence in your heart for us. So we thank you as you instruct us today. The law of the Spirit of life sets us free. And thank you, Lord, that you have not got a log nor a splinter in your eye. And so just lead us and guide us by your Spirit, Lord, to acknowledge you in all our ways so that you can make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 18 from verse 15 to 17. If your fellow believer sins against you, you must go to that one privately and attempt to resolve the matter. If he responds, your relationship is restored. But if his heart is closed to you, then go to him again, taking one or two others with you. You'll be fulfilling what the scripture teaches when it says, every word may be verified by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And if he refuses to listen, then share this issue with the congregation in hopes of restoration. If he still refuses to respond, even to the church, then you must disregard him as though he were an outsider, on the same level as an unrepentant sinner.
Hallelujah. Some thoughts on this matter. This scripture came to me and I applied it. And, you know, when you apply it and you're humbling yourself and you're looking to bring healing in the situation, not just wanting to point fingers and you done this, and I don't like that, but in a humble, loving way, it can work. Don't care, and it does work. But then it's also by the Spirit. I've also gone and applied this, and not with the leading of the Spirit, and it didn't have the right outcomes. So what's so important, you've got a living God that knows the right way and how to act, how to lead you in every scenario. There's many other scriptures. One of them would be, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So it's saying, listen, you work on yourself. Don't want to go and point finger and work on someone else. Work on yourself and do what you need to do. And then another one, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's again, basically the same, you know, just because you see, if you're still young, and you haven't found the healing and found the truth that is necessary, you upset with everyone else and you're wanting to change everyone else. So it's a pointing a finger and speaking wickedness. And so you're not helping yourself and you're not helping the situation and you're not helping the disciples. Because this is applied in a disciple environment. And a disciple environment is just like when people get together and you work together. This is not the common church where you're at church once, twice, or three times a week. Then everyone just has got the right faith and they all looking good in that there. But this comes out, scenarios like this comes out, is when you're working in a group and you're working with people. So my encouragement is just go to the Lord, let him help you. What is the leading? What scriptures? And that is the way of escape. He says, you're not tested beyond what you can handle, and he will show you the way of escape. Other things that I was thinking about this morning, you know, if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you've come to. I'm speaking about Hebrews 12 from verse 22 right to the end. You don't know you've come to God. You've come to the kingdom. You've come to Jesus who speaks. You've come to the church, the eternal church. You built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and you have got a name written in heaven. But when you don't know what you've come to, then you falling around left, right, and center in old covenant, new covenant, sin, condemnation, fear, guilt. So you need to know where you've come to and then know the way to stay in that. And that's also Hebrews 12 from verses 1 right up to verse 17. Is the way to stay in the love and the light that God has made available for us so freely, and he's with us all the time to keep us and lead us. Yeah, so that's my encouragement this morning. Be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.